Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is October 26, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and today's show, The Healing Soul. Your host, Mary Beth Rombeck-Nelson, is an author, spiritual teacher, Reiki master, Reiki teacher, and an intuitive. She enjoys giving readings and teaching classes, lectures, and seminars in both Michigan and abroad. Her goal is to teach you some intuitive techniques to open up your third eye while incorporating wellness and oneness. Her topic for today is the different dimensions and our chakras connecting to us and the universal consciousness. So without further ado, I give you your host, Mary Beth.
Hi. I hope you're doing well, Courtney. I'm just recovering from a cold, so bear with me. My voice is not 100% today. And I welcome you to The Healing Soul. And today I'm going to be talking about the different dimensions and the vibration levels and connecting with your chakras and universal consciousness and tying in daily affirmations, making those affirmations your reality. Where I'll start today is the seven dimensions and the seven different planes of energy. We start with our physical plane. This is our reality in our body that we experience the daily world that we live in. This energy is denser and has a heavier vibration to the body at the body level. Next, we have the astral plane. And this level of consciousness connects matter and the spiritual. And it's our dreamlike state of consciousness. And it's crossed by the soul when we're in our astral body. You know how you dream and you feel like you've left your body and you're flying around? I don't know if anyone has ever had that kind of a dream. But you're in the astral plane of consciousness when you're in that dreamlike state of consciousness. Next, you have the lower astral plane, and it's very close to our physical world, but a little higher. And when we cross over, we hang out here for a while. So it's the lower astral plane. I know many people have had visits from crossed over loved ones that you'll might see them in the middle of the night at the end of your bed, and they look like they're raised up off the ground a little bit. It's because they're on a different plane of existence and a higher energy and frequency level than what we are at. So that's why they look like they're a little bit higher, because literally they are. The middle astral plane is an energy and emerging with a divine God consciousness. It's where you realize I am, that your soul's in existence for eternity. It's just a union with the divine and God consciousness and your spirit. So your spirit learns a lot in this middle astral plane, and it's where when you die and you cross over and your soul, before it reincarnates, that you're learning what you've learned in your previous lifetimes, what you want to accomplish in your next lifetime. This is the middle astral plane. And like I said, it's your energy merging with the divine God consciousness. So realizing all that you can be and that the possibilities for you are infinite. Next, we have the higher astral plane, and this is a peaceful plane. Learning spiritual lessons, and you evolve and you become what you've learned, and you integrate it into your spirit for your next lifetime to continually expand with the universal consciousness. You're more in tune, and you even rise up to a higher frequency and become more advanced. Next, we have the buddhic plane. This is a plane of pure consciousness is achieved, and we realize that we're universally one and that we're all interconnected with the universal consciousness. where we realize that our thoughts and our energy is one with everything and affects everything, and vice versa. The universe and collective consciousness affects us, that it goes back and forth in infinity. Next, we have the atmic plane, and this is the highest plane. It transcends the physical world as we know it, and we're one with the universe and one with light. And the atmic plane is where, when I had my near-death experience, I saw white light. I saw my body laying on the operating table, and I was still myself in the light, even without my body. So it's basically your soul going to the light, going to the atmic, the highest plane, and becoming one again with the universe, still having your soul and your personality, but melding in with the light in your higher self. And a lot of these topics that I'm talking about today come from my book, Path to Your Soul Self, Take a Journey Toward Your Soul. And Path to Your Soul Self is available on Amazon. And I'm just touching on a little bit of what is in this book, but it makes you realize the path that your soul needs to take and how to get in touch with your soul so that you're really living the life lessons in this lifetime that you came back to experience and to grow and to keep on growing. So we have the seven different planes of existence that also correlate with our seven chakras. So we and everything in the universe is just energy. Energy is never destroyed and is infinite and internal, just like we are. So there are seven chakras. I'm just going to give a brief overview. They tie into the seven astral, and in that it's energy levels. And as we become more in tune with universal consciousness, we open ourselves up to going higher and higher energy-wise, and to expanding and growing spiritually, and to realizing that you are eternal and that there are infinite possibilities for you and your soul in this lifetime and beyond. So I'm going to go through the seven main chakras right now real quick to give you an overview. So we've got the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. And the color red is associated with your root chakra. And this is your physical body. So it deals with your survival. And a little bit above the root chakra, we have the sacral chakra, which is tied to our emotional body and our feelings. And next we have our navel or solar plexus chakra, which connects to our mental body. And it's our sense of power over ourselves and our goals, and this is the navel or solar plexus chakra. Next, we have our heart chakra, which connects to the astral body, and it also connects us to our feelings and love. And you can actually feel, when I had my near-death experience and when I came back, I literally feel like I'm walking around with love shooting out, this tremendous energy and frequency of love shooting out of my heart chakra. I feel like I'm, when I came back, I'm operating on a much higher frequency than I was before I had that near-death experience. But through meditation and other techniques, you can raise your vibration, even through positive affirmations. So after our heart chakra, we have our throat chakra, which connects to our etheric body, and our communication is what focuses on the throat chakra, communicating our needs, our wants, what we want to accomplish in this lifetime, being able to communicate your goals, and to connect with others and the universal consciousness through our communication. Next, we have our brow chakra, to our celestial body, and it's where our intuition lies. So it's our third eye. When you open up your intuition, people refer to it as opening up your third eye, trusting that gut instinct that you know what's right. You don't know how you know it, but you just know what's right for you. Learning to trust that intuition is one of the biggest keys to raising your energy level and to going up the different planes of existence so that we are operating on a higher level and that we are getting more and more messages to help us on our soul's path. And to even have that epiphany moment where you know exactly what you want to do, you're passionate about it, and you're focused, and you go for what your soul's path is in this lifetime. And finally, we have our crown chakra, which is our Kshatriya body. And our crown chakra is our highest self, our spirituality. And I always see gold and white as if you are literally connecting yourself to your higher self through your crown chakra. And, you know, you can meditate on your chakras and visualizing them opening and having a good flow so that you can connect to your higher consciousness. You can connect to your spirit guides, your angels. It's just an overview. The main seven chakras are a great way to connect intuitively and to universal consciousness. And it just really helps you keep a healthy body emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It's something that you can do a brief 10-minute meditation on. And, you know, you visualize the different colors when you go through your crown chakra, like I said, white or gold. Then you can focus on your third eye or your brow chakra and visualize purple or indigo and to send health and vibration to your throat chakra. You visualize the color blue, and for your heart chakra, pink and green. And, you know, while you go through and see these different colors, you visualize that your chakras are spinning and open and that you're open to receiving messages and intuition from the highest good for yourself and for others. And it just is very balancing, and it opens you up to higher energy. Your navel or solar plexus, visualize the color yellow when you're visualizing your chakra opening and tuning to a good vibration that you can pick up information. Next, we have the sacral chakra. The color is orange, and you can think about your feelings. And then your base chakra, at the base of your spine is your root chakra, and you can visualize red and just your life force, what your passions are. And, you know, as a whole, when I do chakra meditation, I visualize, you know, you sit with your feet on the ground and visualize the earth with your bare feet, and then visualize the energy coming up through your legs, and then literally, like I just said, the colors through your chakras, out your crown chakra, and going up and visualize the stars and the moon and the sun and the universe, and then you can literally pull the energy back through in a liberating current up and down your chakra centers. And what you're doing is you're tuning yourself in to the universal consciousness and getting more in tune with your soul purpose, and really what you're here to learn. And you'll just feel peaceful, you'll feel relaxed, and you let go of fear, and you feel balanced. And I always ask for balance physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And just as we have the seven chakras, we have the seven bodies, just like the seven planes. And I mentioned them when I first opened with the chakras. And the best way to balance yourself is with positive words over yourself in your life. So So first we have our emotional body, where all our emotions are felt and processed. And then we have our mental body, and this is where we would deal with our thoughts and our opinions. And this is really where affirmations come into play on how we feel about ourselves, what we're projecting for our future and our life. So positive affirmations, say something positive about yourself every day, say it out loud, and push the negative thoughts away. It really does change. A positive attitude can truly change your life for the better. Next, we have our astral body. It's a subtle body at the realm of consciousness that connects to the dimensions of matter and the dimension of spirit. So that's our, like I said before, our astral body leaves when we dream, and then you might feel that thump when you're coming back into your body and you wake up all of a sudden. That's when you're going back into your body. So it's that astral body melds the spirit and the density of your physical body. Next, we have our etheric body, which is the realm of pure thought, sound, and our aura is a spiritual exact copy of our physical body. So that's your etheric body. And when I do Reiki healing, I will go over the body, and then I actually will go up 7 times to the different bodies in our aura system. So that you can have a blockage in another area that you realize you haven't let go of, like if you haven't forgiven someone or if you're holding on to an illness for a reason. And it can actually create disease in the body. So you want to make sure that you meditate, you get back to nature, you take a walk, you know, go out, take pictures of a beautiful sunrise or the moon. It's just a good way of clearing yourself and getting back to nature and rooting yourself back in to why you're here and back in tune with the energy flow of your soul. So our etheric body is our celestial body is next, where we have visualization and intuition. And the celestial body is where clairvoyance, you have a clear seeing, or you have your intuition. You don't know how you know something, but you do, and that connects with your physical body of that knowingness that you get. Next, we have our etheric body, which is our soul's knowledge and connection to universal consciousness and our spiritual path. So it's our pure spiritual self is our etheric body. And our aura is really all of these different levels put together. And that's why when you see auras, you see different colors. Some are more prevalent than others. If you're seeing white, you're more in touch with your spirituality. And they actually do aura photography, which is really cool and fascinating because you can literally see in your aura if you're having like physical ailments or emotional ailments. So there really is science to back all of this up. And science is really moving forward with sound frequency and healing, and Reiki is, you know, very beneficial and proven to help the physical body. You know, all this energy, where everything is energy that interconnects with the dimensions, with the chakras, with our different bodies, the 7 different bodies that emanate and create our auras. So basically it all goes back to vibration and going from dense to a higher frequency and higher vibration that we feel like we're being more enlightened and reaching higher and higher levels of our being that are not just our physical body, which is everybody's spiritual journey and path is different in this lifetime. And we all have different times where something hits us and it makes us stop and think, and it guides us to where our soul wants to go. And that's why when you have moments where you can just have quiet and listen to your inner self, go for a walk, like I said, sit outside, look at the moon, take pictures of the, you know, like right now you've got the beautiful colors of the leaves and the plants changing colors. It just connects you back to quieting your mind and feeling peaceful and realizing what your hopes and dreams and desires really are by calming that inner clatter of that inner voice, just to quiet yourself and to get back in touch with your soul, your dreams, your desires. You know, ask yourself when you're on a walk, you know, what do I really want out of life? You know, what do I want my focus and my intention? What should it be on? Where do I want to go in the next step in my life? So it just, you know, having those quiet moments when you're not working really connects you back to your soul and to the ground, which centers you, and to the universe. You know, it's like an open circuit of infinity. And, you know, you visualize that loop, looping back from the earth and going up through the chakras and going up to the universe, coming back down through your crown chakra. And just that's where you are able to say your affirmation, have those positive thoughts become your reality, and to really create what you want. And synchronicity just starts to happen when you really get in tune and with this energy flow that's available to all of us. There's enough for everyone. There's enough abundance for everyone. There's no reason, you know, to fear competition or different people. You know, there's enough abundance to go around for everyone. And once you get in this beautiful energy flow, you realize there really isn't anything that you can't accomplish in this life, because you know you can. So if people, you know, that aren't as in tune, you know, with the vibration and with the universe as you are, say, oh, you can't do that, we don't judge them. We just realize that they might be on a different part of their journey. So what I do is I'll just listen politely, and I say a positive affirmation internally and know that yes, I can do anything that I set my mind to, because there is abundance available, infinite abundance universally to everyone once you realize it and get in tune with it and in touch with it. And I mentioned earlier too with the different sounds, and they've done research on healing, and harmonics are proven to heal just like Reiki does too. And in meditation, you know, the different chakras have different sounds. The root chakra is L-A-M, LAM. The sacral chakra is VAM, V-A-M. The solar plexus chakra is R-A-M. The heart chakra is Y-A-M. The throat chakra is H-A-M. Your third eye is OM, which is a universal. The original sound of the universe was created with OM, and it's all of the sounds put together. So this is the really powerful mantra for meditation, and it's very, you know, commonly used because it is such a universal connection to universal consciousness with the sound of OM. The crown chakra has, you know, your higher thoughts and connecting you to universal consciousness. So really quieting your mind and getting in tune with that flow of energy, you'll be really surprised at the knowingness and the flow that comes from your soul, and your intuition will increase and you get more in tune with what your soul's path, you know, and what you should be doing in this lifetime. Courtney, do we have any questions?
We have lots of people listening, We do have a couple of questions. Do you want to take a short break before we get to the questions?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, for those of you listening, you're listening live with Mary Beth Rombach-Nelson and the Healing Soul. Upcoming events include Mary Beth's books are available on Amazon.com covering supernatural topics. Search on Amazon under Mary Beth Brombeck Nelson. To schedule your reading, please call Mary Beth. Learn how to heal your past and learn about your future. Her phone number is 734-560-0355. Mary Beth's next Reiki class certification is on November 7th. This will be for a Reiki 1 class certification. And November 8th will be her Reiki 2 class certification. You must pre-register to attend. Mary Beth is also available on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays during the month from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Crazy Wisdom Tea Room in Ann Arbor, Michigan. During this time, she is available for intuitive readings. For more information and to listen to Mary Beth's archive shows, please visit www.bodymindspiritradio.com and click on The Healing Soul. You can also connect with her by website or by phone. Her phone number is 734-560-0355, and her website is www.spiritualintuitivemb.com, and that's MB as in male and boy. You can also go to bodymindspiritradio.com to find the link, the Amazon link for all of her books, and you can actually see all of her titles there as well. And now I give you back to your host, Mary Beth.
Hi, Courtney. So do you have any questions yourself?
I know you were talking about chakras earlier in the show, and I was wondering, have you ever gotten the question, what is a chakra? I mean, I know we have the seven in the body, and we can always describe which, you know, which color and which is which, but what is a chakra itself? Have you ever had that question?
No, but it's an interesting question, and the way I describe it is energy shooting from the body that you literally can feel and others can feel. So If you've ever walked into a room where somebody's really depressed and you stand by them, you can literally feel coming from their heart chakra a denser, heavier energy. That's your chakra emitting to the other person. And that's, you know, how you pick up intuitively someone's mood. Even if you didn't see their facial expression, you could literally, I can have my back to somebody, and when I turn around, I already know they're going to have a sad face if I feel that feeling. Or the opposite, if somebody's really, you know, they just got a promotion, they're on a high, I haven't said a word, you can feel their chakras emitting these energy levels and frequencies. So does that explain it, or do you want me to...
Yeah, it did. I just I recently had that question, and I thought it was a really interesting question, so I thought it would, I would
that
ask
is
you.
Interesting. Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, it's very easy to say, well, you know, you have seven chakras, and this is what they do, and this is, you know, the colors and so forth, but to describe what exactly a chakra is, it was just a very intriguing question, so I thought that I would see what your take was on it as well. And then I've also had this question recently, and it actually came up in the chat room today. How do you know when your chakras are unbalanced?
Well, you feel like you're in a funk, and you feel like you're out of sync with, you know, when you ask yourself, what should I be doing or what should my focus be on, you really don't have a clue. So you're like out of sync with yourself is how I put it. You literally aren't connected, and you're not having that energy flow of clear thought of, you know, what you want to focus on, what you want to do for today or what you want to do for the next minute. You might be stuck in depression if your heart chakra is not spinning correctly. If your root chakra isn't clear and you don't feel vital energy, you're going to get sick. So that's how you know, because the correlating things that the chakras do for the physical body that they're in right while you're in the physical body, you'll have different symptoms of, you know, your emotional well-being will be off or not clear. You'll feel depressed or you'll feel sick or you'll feel like you have a loss of power if your navel chakra is not functioning properly. So they definitely have clear correlations in your life and in your physical body as to how you live your life and how you feel as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And then we also had this question kind of pop up in the chat room as well. You were talking about the different astral planes and dimensions earlier. Do you feel that anyone can access any plane, or that it is a learned experience, or is it something that you have to practice with? Is it we all have access to all of them?
I believe that we have access to all of them, but we're all on our soul's path and journey to spirituality and enlightenment. And I feel that as we grow, we accept, we have self-love, we realize that we're capable, we keep growing and expanding spiritually, that we experience a higher and higher frequency where we can access higher and higher planes. And that's why you'll hear someone that's gone on a spiritual journey or trip, and read thousands of books and, maybe learned Reiki or took intuitive classes, and suddenly they're able to connect with their spirit guides, angels, or crossed over loved ones. It's because they're opening the flow of energy within themselves, and they're gradually increasing the access to different planes. And if you talk to many people that have had like near-death experiences, to go from that shock of the physical body all the way to the top and back down again is life-changing, because usually we're meant to gradually go to the different planes of existence and realization. But yes, I feel like it's, we're all able to tap into the different planes, and we're all on our different spiritual path and journey, and that we reach these different levels of frequency at different times in our life. And it just goes back to allowing the flow of energy to come in, being aware of your feelings, allowing it, the energy to flow throughout you, realizing that you can raise your vibration and energy level at any time. And the more positive your attitude and your words are about yourself and others. And really, the big lesson that I learned is letting go of judgment of others, even if they say negative things maybe to you, that just might be where they're at this certain time in their life, and just to listen politely, and then not let it affect what you believe in yourself and your positivity. Even if they're being a negative Nancy, it doesn't have to affect your vibration.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember some of the earliest times maybe in your life that you, astral traveled or astral projected, or you kind of went through the, the different planes? I know that most people...
I think I was nine. I was about nine when I was dreaming, and I remember flying to different parts of the world, and I would think, how did I do that? That was a wild dream. It's like I just, traveled to England or to Ireland, it was just bizarre for my mind. But I remember thinking, that was really cool, and I really didn't talk about it. But yeah, that was like 9 years old was probably the first time that I astral traveled, and I just assumed it was dreaming. That I had a really good imagination, and, you would feel that thump when you came back in. And then when I got older, I realized what I was actually doing. And then at 14, I saw my dad appear to me, and he was like hovering over the ground. So that was a different plane too. But it's just like a gradual thing where at different times of your life, it makes sense to you when you put it all together as a whole. The more you learn, the more you evolve spiritually, you realize that, this is pretty cool, but everybody can do this. The more open you are, the more intuitive you are, the more connected, that you are to universal consciousness. And it's always interesting. It's like, I say seven from heaven, because there's always seven. It's like the seven major chakras, the seven, planes of existence, your seven bodies that relate to your seven chakras. I just feel like it's a very powerful and spiritual number. And, you know, there's ways to raise your vibration. Like I said, positive affirmations, saying positive words about yourself, allowing the energy to come in, being around like-minded positive people is, you know, really will raise the energy level of the whole group. And being conscious of your thoughts. And again, I always go back to it as like not judging anybody, but, you know, just realizing everybody's got something difficult in their life. You don't know where they're coming from. You don't have to join in with them, but you just can listen and realize that they might be going through a dark period and maybe say some positive words, but not to let them pull your energy down. You know, to kind of have that bubble around yourself that, you know, nobody's going to rain on my parade, so to speak. Just doing random acts of kindness. If you've got like 20 million things and you see somebody in line behind you that has two, let two or three people cut in front of you if they only have a couple items. That'll make that person's day better. It's just a little thing that you can do, and you can feel their smile, and it raises your energy too. So just little things like that all add up in a lifetime. Having gratitude for what you have, being appreciative, passionately committing yourself to your life goal and knowing what you want, just creates synchronicity for everything to start falling into place. And you'll think, wow, I'm so blessed and I can't believe all these things are happening. And then a friend will say, well, you've actually been working for 3 years towards this goal, you know. But when you live it daily, all of a sudden when things start to just open up for you, it seems truly magical. And just realizing that there's enough abundance for everyone, that you don't have to really compete with people because there is enough for everybody to succeed. And, you know, listening to uplifting music can raise your vibration. Definitely meditating. I believe in saging the home, too, for higher energy and clearing energy in your house so that your house has a good energy and frequency. Taking a walk in nature, like I said, taking pictures of the moon, just things that connect you back to just the peace and calm and making you realize if you're in tune with yourself or not. Mm-hmm. So are there any other questions? Or?
I know this is a little off the wall, but we also had this question come up in the chat room. How is the Halloween energy kind of affecting everyone right now? Have you personally noticed a difference this year?
I really believe that every year, not per se the Halloween energy, I just believe that we are expanding more and more, and the metaphysical world is becoming the norm, not the other way around. Before there was maybe, you know, in my mom's generation, 30-40% people, if that, that believed in all of these things that are now accepted as, you know, just accepted, and science is backing it up. Whereas now, I think every year, more and more, the metaphysical is the norm that everybody accepts. And there's maybe a few, the 20-30%, I don't even think it's that anymore, that don't believe in all the metaphysical topics. So I definitely think there's a continual expansion that's increasing speed and velocity. And why? Because more people are believing. We're sending it to the universal consciousness through our energy flow. We're allowing the abundance to come and to be accepted and to expand. So, of course, more and more people banding and allowing and appreciating and having gratitude for all these spiritual and metaphysical gifts that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have to agree with you there.
It's like a ripple in the water that keeps on going.
Yeah.
When everybody skips their stone in the water, I believe, and everybody's skipping their stone down, that flow goes globally around the world, and it's felt. And it's that infinitive loop that goes up and down, back down to earth and up and down and around again. And it's infinite. And it's so powerful that I just feel like there'll come a time, maybe in the next 10 years even, where it's abnormal for someone to say that they don't believe in the metaphysical, that it will be the total norm now, which is cool because we're getting back to our soul self, who we really are. And, you know, the karma that we're trying to create in this life, when you're aware, it's really liberating to know what your purpose is and what you want to accomplish. And like I said, those little acts of kindness, you know, when you're driving the next day and you've got to get into traffic and it's rush hour and everybody's getting out of work, you know, 9 times out of 10, after you've done something really nice the day before, and not that you're doing it for that, you should do it just to be nice, but I'm just saying the universe gives it back to you. Somebody will let you in, you know, whereas before they wouldn't. You'll just notice that people are nicer. And it's because you put that out, you're going to, it comes back to you, which is all the more reason to be a little bit nicer when you're grumpy at the grocery store or if you're driving, let somebody in. You know, would I want somebody to let me in, or would I want somebody to let me skip this line? Of course I would. So do it for somebody else. So it's just those little things that come back to you, and just continue the expansion. And like I said, it's like, what a beautiful thing that we're all realizing this, and it's like a global liberating effect of sending out love and expanding our soul to touch others and to realize that there's limitless potential for all of us available by the karma that we're creating. And I talked about like the liberating current. It's like literally pulling good feeling of universal love down through your crown chakra and all your chakras, and then giving it back by the gratitude that you feel in your life and being thankful, and even in your mind saying thank you for everything that I have and being appreciative. It just keeps that current of good and is infinitely flowing, is how I just feel it. And you know, you can write down action steps towards, you know, what you feel like your soul wants, but getting back to nature and feeling connected to the earth and to the heavens and a universal consciousness makes your affirmations become your reality because you're living your life that way. You're manifesting your destiny. So there's, you know, the positivity. Everybody's going to have a Debbie Downer day. But just shake it off, you know, if you need to cry or release it or exercise or do something to get rid of the negativity. And then start back on the positive affirmations and shake it off and let it go. You can even offer it up. But always be true to yourself and have self boundaries. Like I said, you know, if you have a negative friend, always put that bubble up that they're not going to affect my mood. And, you know, if someone is like using drugs or alcohol and they're very negative, sometimes it's better not to be around that person and be with like-minded people that, you know, are expanding and feel good and want the best for everyone. So it really does, you know, even if you try to guard yourself, if you're surrounded by a negative person regularly, it does affect your mood and your energy flow. So just, you know, if you can be around more positive people with the friends that you pick, it definitely helps you and stay in a higher vibration. So we've all had friends where you feel like you've lost a pint of blood, and then you have your other friends that you go to lunch with and they're so positive and they're excited about life and you feel like, wow, I can do anything now. So it's just like that difference of their energy level. And as far as, you know, getting back in touch with your soul, ask yourself, you know, who am I? You know, why am I here? You know, what am I passionate about? And take a minute to journal what your answers are to those questions, because it'll really help bring you back focus in your life, which once you have focus again, what your soul wants and your soul path, it all goes back to your energy centers, your chakras being aligned with your karma for this lifetime and connecting to the higher self and higher consciousness of universal consciousness and pulling it down through positive affirmations to make that manifest in your life. So it's just like a big loop. And like I said, those random acts of kindness have a huge ripple effect too. And I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any other questions?
I just wanted to mention one of the things that you brought up earlier in the show, the number 7, 7 bodies, 7 chakras, 7 planes. The number 7 in numerology is actually the number of collective consciousness, and it's the number of a spiritual awakening and awareness. So I think it would totally make sense that we have 7 of you know, chakras and bodies and astral planes, because all of those are collective consciousnesses in their own right, and that number is, it definitely represents that. So I just wanted to mention that.
And that totally makes sense, because, I mean, if you look, I didn't have time to get into it today, but if you look at the different religion and like the 7 hermetic laws, there's 7, and it's, they call, and even the 7 astral planes are called different things across different nationality and diversity, but it's mainly correlates with the same ideas and principles. And just really quick, the 7 hermetic laws, the principle of mentalism, the principle of correspondence, the principle of vibration, the principle of polarity, principle of rhythm, the principle of cause and effect, the principle of gender. And to sum it all up, I mean, I could do a whole show on just the 7 principles, the laws, is as above, so below, and as below, so above. And that's that infinitive loop of infinity. You picture that 8, you know, that loop going up and down, and it pretty much sums it all up as far as the energy flow manifesting and making us as human beings feel whole and complete, that we're perfect and whole exactly the way we are today, right now in this moment. And how empowering is that thought and feeling and knowing? And I always pull an angel card, and today's angel card is perfect. It's the angel of harmony. I live in harmony when I am at one with the source, the angel of harmony. I live in harmony when I am at one with the source. So learn what it takes for you to get in tune with your soul and be in tune and at one with your universal consciousness, and realize that all of your possibilities are infinite, and you just need to focus and meditate and say positive affirmations over your life to make them become your reality. And I thank you for listening to The Healing Soul. Have a beautiful week, and I will talk to you real soon. Thank you.